Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Francine Humphrey will not be joining us tonight. She's off, of course, doing 1,001 things that she's always doing. And so it seems like it's been so long since I've been in on the show, but I'm happy to be here tonight. I'll be flying solo tonight. And so I have a great show tonight, and before we get started, let me just tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women and the micro nonprofit network. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, Issues Concerning Women is founded by Francine Humphrey, the president and founder of the organization, and the micro nonprofit network helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development for 501c3 organizations. We both offer advocacy service to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Francine's vision and mine basically is just to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, helping them to get into homes and developing in their careers, investment for retirement. That's huge. Exercise and nutrition classes, and I think we probably all need that right now, right after the Thanksgiving holidays. Entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We're dedicated to making a difference. You know, our mission is to create economic independence for all women and providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. And ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and to become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. And certainly if you would like to connect with Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her by email at ICWdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you want to connect with me, yours truly, Veronica McMillan, certainly you can go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. As I said, it's been a moment since I've been on the show. I've been just doing 1,001 things, had death in our family and celebration of new life and transitioning, all of that stuff. And, of course, we had the Thanksgiving holidays, and we're currently approaching Christmas holidays. And so tonight's show, I really wanted to talk about being grateful and thankful. And so I listed some things, and we're going to talk a little bit about business as well, because we want to make sure that as we're ending our year of 2019, that we're preparing ourselves for our 2020, and that we're doing all that we possibly can do to make sure that we are doing our very best to give it all that we got to make sure that our businesses, our homes, our families, our relationships, and all are in good shape. And so I wanted to take a few minutes tonight and really talk about gratefulness and to being thankful. I know that we just left the Thanksgiving holidays, and we're entering the Christmas holidays, the New Year's, and all of that stuff, and we all get ramped up. I don't know about you all, but I have made up my mind some years ago that I don't do Black Friday, I don't do standing in lines, I don't do any of that stuff. I basically like to keep my sanity, and I know for some of you all who are listening, you probably say, well, shoot, Black Friday is what's up, but for me, it's not. So anyhow, as I said, I wanted to start tonight's show off with just really talking about being grateful, being thankful, and just being thankful and grateful for health, being being grateful and thankful for family members and being grateful and thankful for God and for all of the things that God has blessed all each and every one of us this year in 2019 as we come in close to the end of the year. We just want to be thankful. And I really want to give a shout out for those volunteers and students who helped us. We had a project, we called it the Bag Lady Project, and this is one of my being thankful and grateful things that I wanted to talk about. And just to put that out there to the public to say thank you for, we collected gently used purses because we partnered with the Four Kids Shelter here in the Hampton Roads area. They are a homeless shelter that helps women and children and families. And we wanted to basically be a blessing to them. And so this year, I created the Bag Lady Project. And the Bag Lady Project was simply where we collected gently used purses. And then we filled those gently used purses up with all new items that a woman would use, items such as scarves, gloves, hats, you know, body wash, deodorant, lipstick, nail polish, all of the stuff. We even had paparazzi jewelry that we had in all of the bags, and we just really, really just went over the top with it. And ladies really gave some of the best bags. These were, for the most part, designer bags, and in some cases new bags that, you know, how you go shopping and you're just like, I'm gonna get that bag. And so basically that you ended up, you know, buying purses that you just put away in the closet. But when we came up with this project, the project was to be a blessing to these ladies, because every woman loves a great purse. And so we were able to collect purses and fill those purses with those items. And my students, shout out to my students from Cowater Community College and their friends that help. We met day before yesterday and filled those purses up with those items. And then, of course, today we delivered those items to the Four Kids donation stop so that they will be able to have those bags. And so, I again just shout out to the volunteers, the students that helped, because this is something that I'm so grateful and thankful for, because this is what we do. This is that time of the year that I think that we have to step back and really appreciate the small things, the things that God has given us, that to wake us up this morning, to be able to feed ourselves, put our own clothes on, drive our own cars, eat our own food, all of these things, life that God has given us, and to have people around us, family and friends, to support us. My husband lost his sister, one of his older sisters, over the past week or two, and we were able to go to New York and spend time with them. And always, you know how it is, that people gather around when funerals and or weddings or what have you. In this case, we're celebrating the transition of someone's life, and it was, again, one of those grand things where you have that opportunity to get together with family and fellowship and laugh and dance and do all of those things. So we were definitely thankful and grateful for that opportunity to be with family and friends, because this is that time period. And I know people are, you know, running, going, doing, but I wanted to start this show off tonight with a grateful heart, with a thankful heart, as we enter into the next phase of the holidays. I think I was watching news one time, and the man was saying just endless eating and endless stuffing ourselves with stuff. But I wanted to take this first 10 minutes or so for this show and just basically say I just want to give thanks. I am so thankful for family and friends. I'm a new grandmother, a great-grandmother for my great-granddaughter and all of my nieces, nephews, my sons and their wives and all of their, you know, their children. We just want to just say thank you. Thank you for my business partner, Francine, who's always been, you know, a trooper, just always beside me. We've both been kind of all year long, we've been sharing with you all points, nuggets that will be beneficial for you as you do your business. But she has been a true friend of mine and a true business partner. And we lock arm in arm. We said that to you all over and over this year, and we will continue as God gives us grace and mercy to continue into 2020, continue to do so. Just spending time with your family, you got it. You have to take this time period, because I know typically what happens is people get in the rat race and they go shopping, they go standing in line. I went into the Burlington Coat Factory here the other day. I was going to get gift cards for my grandkids, and I got there and there was a line. I turned right around and came right out because I was not going to spend my time standing in line. So I did what a grandmother would do, just send a check and let them go do their own shopping when they get time or what have you. But again, this moment, I just want to take this time as we began this radio program with a grateful heart, with a thankful heart. We just want to say thank you all who listen to us, whether you listen to us live, whether or not you go back and you do the archives, or whether or not you somebody has passed the show on to you, whatever device that you're listening on. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Our goal is to continue to do this until God says the same. But this hour is just an hour of moments in this hour, in this half an hour, because this is really a half an hour show, where I'm just opening up, giving thanks, and just saying that we are grateful and thankful for where we are, for the holidays, and that you really got to take some time and just that, like my niece said, smell the roses and getting your flowers now. We got to do that in this spirit of giving and joy and happiness and music. Christmas is my favorite holiday, y'all. I could sit here and just talk about the songs, looking at the lights, looking at everything that's going on. I don't like the hustle and bustle of it. And I was saying to my son probably maybe a month or so ago that I think sometimes we lose the spirit of it because all it does for a lot of people is just a gift exchange. The meaning of Christmas is gone, and that people are giving gifts to each other, but not necessarily understanding the history or why we're doing what we do when we celebrate Christmas holidays with family. And then, of course, we move right into the new year, and we're moving into 2020, and I'll be turning 60 years old in May of 2020. What a blessing to say that. So I'm so very, very thankful. I also said that here, I would say, spend time with your family doing things that you all like doing. Spend time sitting down, playing games, talking, going through old photo albums and looking at pictures. I don't even know with the way technology is going now, do we even do photo albums now, since everybody's videoing and taking selfies and doing things with their telephones, that old school taking pictures and putting them in an album most people are not doing anymore, except for me. I'm sure some other people are doing that. And so you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. And I wanted to start off our radio program tonight with just basically a grateful heart and a thankful heart for what God has done for us and what God will continue to do for all of us. And I just wanted to take this time of the show and just shout out to those who have been helpful, for those who've donated, for those who pray for us, for family members, for friends, just wanting to just take this hour. I keep saying hour because we don't have an hour. We have a half an hour to just be grateful and thankful. But you are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And if you would like to connect with Francine Humphrey, who is the president and the founder of Issues Concerning Women, certainly you can do so by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can certainly connect with her by website at issuesconcerningwomen.org, or yours truly, Veronica McMillan, president of the Micro Nonprofit Network. Anything small nonprofits that want to know, please connect with me. You can connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. And You can also go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. I always like to say that basically we are an internet-based radio program, and certainly we rely on internet, the telephone, and all of that. So if ever that this goes out, count it to our heads and not our hearts, because again, we cannot control the technology because it is so tied to the internet and as well as to the telephone, and you know that those things can go out on you. But I wanted to basically just talk a little bit this year about preparing for your next year, preparing for your next year. So I'm sort of segueing because I wanted to take a few minutes to get into that spirit and space of where, you know, we're being thankful and not you know, take it for granted, because sometimes I think that we do. We just like go, spend, and we are not looking at those little moments where our kids are running in the yard and running through the leaves and doing something crazy, just spending time with your family and just being thankful and grateful for the holiday season. So I also had here that I wanted to talk about basically your new year, since, you know, Francine and I have always been advocates for giving you these little nuggets and pointers for helping you, because it's been our struggle as well, that we are small businesses as well. Of course, my focus is working with small nonprofits, and Francine, of course, is working with businesses, startup businesses as well on the for-profit side of it. But both of us have a heart and a desire to be beacons, to be helpers, to be coaches, to be trainers, to help you learn from our mistakes. So that's kind of what we do. We don't know it all, and we are always in a position where we're constantly learning as well. But the big thing is that we share with our listening audience all of the mistakes that we've made over the years and being an entrepreneur. And I can remember as a little girl, I've always had an entrepreneur spirit. I remember when I was probably about 10 years old and creating a fashion show in our backyard, and, you know, you being on in your backyard, you got your brooms and sheets and all that stuff off, you know, so that you basically can have your own stage or what have you. So entrepreneurship has been something that has been in my heart and in my life forever. And so these little nuggets that we share with you all on a weekly basis, every Thursday that we come on, is to help you, so that if we can help you not make a mistake, then we have done our job. And so this segment, I want to talk about preparing for the new year, our year 2020 that is coming. And so I wrote down a few pointers that I just want to share with you. One of the things that I wrote here was, what projects didn't get done this year? What projects didn't get done? Because I think most of us will start off, you know, we have our goals and we have an idea of what we want to do. So I want you to revisit those things. What did you say in 2019 that you wanted to get done that you didn't get done? So that might be something that you want to revisit. So you'll go back and say, what worked, what didn't work, who did I need to connect with, or who did I not connect with? Do you have all of your marketing materials in place? That was something that this year I completed. I had been going back and forth, and I'm not sort of the person who can do the brochures and all that. People can go to VistaPrint, and they can do a good job. Me, mine will look homemade. So basically one project that I had this year was to make sure that I got my marketing materials, and I pulled them out today. I was like, yes, this is looking good. So that was done. So what projects did you have that you said that you were going to do that you didn't get done? So I want you to just go back and look at those things. And then reset your agenda. So this is point two. Reset your agenda in terms of, what do I want to do for 2020? What do I want to accomplish, and what are my goals? And be very specific about those. We're going to talk about the SMART goals in just a minute, because I think that's very important. But I think you have to reset your agenda and say, okay, when I look at 2019, what did I accomplish, or what didn't get done that I say I'm going to do that for 2019, and it didn't get done? And then answer the question, why? Why didn't get done? did you get too scattered? Were you doing a million and one things? And I know for myself, this year has been a year of transition for me because I got another position, because I still work a nine. I don't want to say work a 9-to-5 because I don't work a 9-to-5. I teach, and then I do some PRN work, and I was basically promoted in a position that, again, part-time, but that still is work that takes away from you really doing your own business. And so I had to prioritize those things and make sure that I was doing that. And then I'm doing the same thing that I'm telling you all to do. What projects didn't get done? And going back and writing those things down and say, okay, let me sit and say, okay, these are the things that I want to get done. And then the other piece of that is, did it not get done because you had too many things on the plate? And that's another thing that you got to do. This year for my 2020, I think I have three or four major things that I want to do. Gone is the time where I have 6 or 7 things. I'm going to do this, 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 and this, because it gets you all stirred up when you cannot focus on the things that you got to do. So you got to go back, and you just want to go back and revisit those things and then reset your agenda and looking at the things that you said that you're going to do, and do not pile on too many things. That's nugget number one for you all for tonight. Don't put too much on your plate that you know that you cannot handle. So the other nugget is to make smart goals. This is something that I think I shared with you all before. I am a college instructor, and one of the things that I teach in my class is basically understanding what smart goals are. So let me just basically just give you, because you SMART is an acronym. The S is for specific. The M is for measurable. The A is for action-oriented. The R is realistic, and then the T is time sensitive. So let me go back to it and say again, are you setting SMART goals? When you're going to set a SMART goal, the S is for specific, so be very specific about what it is that you want to achieve for 2020. If the goal is that you want to network more, basically how many networking meetings, like for an example, I have 3 networking events that I want to make, because those networking events for me seemed profitable. They seemed time. They were worth my time, because again, you have to see that your time matters, and that your time is valuable, and that, and for a lot of us, our time is money. So we really going to have to make sure that we're being, you know, intentional and very specific, and not putting and adding and doing things with people that's not going to be profitable for us, and it's not going to be, it's going to be beneficial to us in what we're doing for 2020. So your SMART goal, S, is going to be specific, be very specific about what it is that you're going to do. And then measurable, make sure that you can measure it. Because again, you got to say, you got to put some numbers to it and say, by XYZ time, you know, I want to make sure that I'm doing that. I want to say that 50% of this is going to be gone by that specific time period. I want to increase this by that, and this is going to happen by the next 3 months or what, so that you can measure. Because if you don't have a place where you can say, we were here, and then 3 months down the road, we looked at that, we set that goal, and we came back and said, do we reach that? We measured it over time. We looked at what we were doing, and we're saying, this is how we're going to do it. And then action-oriented, which is the A component of this, because what happens is, for many of us, we are the biggest procrastinators in the world. And I know, even for myself, and you know, as the new year comes in and I'm getting older, you know, I procrastinated a lot in terms of my exercise. You know, I started off and got going, and then boom, I got lazy again, and you know, wasn't doing it. So you got to be intentional about that as well. You got to put some actions in place. If you're going, like I was telling my students, if you're going to basically have an action step, you're going to have to take the step. You can't just say, I'm going to do it and then not take it. So it has to be action-oriented and then realistic. You know what I mean? I think what I was just saying a minute ago, basically, don't put too much on your plate. I have these 3-4 things this year that I'm going to do that's realistic for me. Years ago when I was younger, I maybe could have done 6 or 7. But when you put too much on there, is that going to be a realistic goal for you? And so you really have to think about that as you move forward into 2020. Again, you're listening to Veronica McMillan, Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am just talking about being grateful and thankful, and also talking about being prepared for our new year, 2020. And so I started with what projects didn't get done. So you're going to have to go and ask yourself that and reset your agenda. Look at what it is that you plan on doing. Make sure it's intentional. And then making SMART goals. And so I started the SMART goals. It's an acronym. It is specific for your S, measurable for your M, action-oriented is your A, realistic is your R, and then finally T. T is time-sensitive. It's just like you want to put a time on that. You want to say in 3 months, 2 months, or this, you know, at the end of the week, I'm going to go back and look at all of, you know, did I make my 12 calls or whatever it is that I'm doing. I said I'm going to do that within 2 weeks. Put a time to it so that it's almost like a forcing you to do it, because if you just leave things wide open, you all know we are great procrastinators, and we have to figure out how do we get better at, you know, doing what we do and making sure that, you know, we're making the best of this new year that God is going to give us. And so we want to look at all the things that did not go right and look at all the things that did go right and just say, God, here's my agenda. And then be open so that whatever God says in terms of time and what have you, and you got to pivot or adjust that you can do that. And then my third nugget, this is probably about my fifth nugget. I think I've been giving you nuggets along the way, but my third point, shall I say that, is trust God and trust the process. I think that's so important for anyone who's ever tried looking, you know, or doing something. You get in that place where you get to rush. You're like, I got to make it happen here. I got to do it here. I got to do it there. Because I said, and I'm guilty of this, because I said at the beginning, maybe like October, I said, I'm just going to rest and just let the year go out and not get into that space. And you know what I did? I started getting busy again. I started getting in that space like, I'm going to do that. That's not what God wants. God wants us to trust. And God wants us to trust Him and trust the process. And something I heard T.D. Jakes, I think I may have said it to you all before, he said that you have to give up what you had in mind. And that's such a big statement. Give up what you had in mind, because typically what will happen is that we'll say we want it to look like this, and it's got to be like this by the time I get XYZ age. This has to be there. So when it doesn't happen, you create stress and worrisome and burdensome and doubt and fear, and all of those things come into your life because of the fact that you say, God, I'm 60 years old. I should have done that by now. I should have had my PhD by now. And then you start that, you know how it goes, the tape will start playing and all the negative stuff will start coming to your mind. And I say, hush all of that. Hush all of that. Trust God and trust the process. You're listening to Veronica McMillan on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. If you would like to connect with Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her at ipwdirector@gmail.com. If you want to connect to her by the website, you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with me, you certainly can connect with me by email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. We just, again, just wanted to say, in this season of giving and love and grace and mercy. Be grateful. Be grateful and thankful for the holidays. Plan ahead. Prepare for your new year, your 2020 year, by making sure you kind of reassess and look back. What didn't work? Reset your agenda. Make smart goals. Trust God. Trust the process. Take your time. Do not rush. Ask powerful questions when you don't know. Ask God powerful questions. Learn to set boundaries. Know your worth and your price, because that's going to be important. Many of us who are in business, we do not understand. And myself, I've been guilty of that. We don't know our own worth. And so sometimes we give our things away. We give our business. We give our things away. But we can do better at what we're doing. So I miss you all the last 2 weeks, and now here we are tonight, ending our show on a Thanksgiving note and a grateful note and a happy holiday. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. We will be back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Bye now.